plenty of correspondent for the night.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cordislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cordislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cordislim one time, but ordered Cordislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cordislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cordislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cordislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cordislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cordislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Florida court decides no paper record. The state of Florida will not have to create paper records of votes cast on touchscreen voting machines this election. A federal judge ruled today in favor of Florida Secretary of State and the Palm Beach County Election Supervisor. In the ruling, U.S. District Judge James Cohn says Democratic Congressman Robert Wexler's suit did not meet the legal burden required for issuing an injunction. Wexler had sued the state, trying to force it to create a paper record for manual recounts in close elections, like the 2000 presidential race. He wanted a way to help determine whether voter intent when no vote is recorded. Wexler says recounts are impossible with paperless machines because there's nothing to review by hand. Bill Clinton welcomed today by an enthusiastic crowd at a rally for John Kerry in Philadelphia, Clinton's first campaign appearance since his heart surgery last month. The former president said voters face a clear choice. Next week, he drew contrasts between the job losses of the past 4 years and the job gains in his administration. He said President Bush is running huge deficits and asking America's children to pay for it later on. And he said John Kerry wants to see America share responsibilities and opportunities with the rest of the world and to act on its own only when it has to. He says Bush wants to cooperate with others only when he has to. Clinton accused the Bush campaign of trying to scare undecided voters about Kerry and of trying to keep others from going to the polls on Election Day. Hundreds of tons of explosives reported missing in Iraq. John Kerry says it's proof of the Bush administration's unbelievable arrogance and blindness. Kerry, campaigning in New Hampshire, called the development one of the administration's great blunders in Iraq. The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency says it is concerned 380 tons of conventional explosives could have fallen into the wrong hands, meaning terrorists. The spokeswoman says Iraqi officials notified the International Atomic Energy Agency about the explosive this month, and she says it then told coalition officials about it in hopes of tracking them down. The White House says the reported disappearance of the hundreds of tons of explosives is being looked into. Murders in the U.S. up for the fourth straight year, according to the annual FBI report. Other types of violent crime fell last year. After reaching a low point in 1999 of about 15,500 murders, that number has crept up steadily since then to more than 16,500 in 2003, almost six murders for every 100,000 U.S. residents. The 1.4 million total violent crimes reported to law enforcement, a 3% drop. John Edwards said more money is needed for gang prevention, the COPS program. And Edwards says today, this reminds us of how much more we have to do to fight crime and keep our communities safe in America.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered. Tuesday on Unfiltered. Do you know about the plight of injured part-time military personnel in Iraq? Ask a vet. Have you heard it from someone who's actually been there? Ask a vet. Do you know what women want in this election? Ask a lady. Marie Wilson from the White House Project is here. Blog and listen at unfilteredradio.com. Vigilance.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And you folks in Seattle, well, welcome to the Malloy program via the Internet. You win a few, you lose a few, right? A friend sent this to me. This is kind of funny. It's a quote from James Carville. You know, back in 2000, a Republican friend of mine warned me that if I voted for Al Gore and he won, the stock market would tank, we'd lose millions of jobs, and our military would be totally overstretched. You know what? I did vote for Al Gore. He did win, and I'll be damned if all those things didn't come true. Yeah, well, it's easy for someone else to laugh at. I have a very difficult time finding any humor at all. Thank God I work for a network that's chock-a-block with humorists. So I can listen and giggle, because I can't do it. I just can't do it. And Ski Anderson, our friend up in, excuse me, up in northern Indiana, writes, if I would have told you 1 year ago today, October 25th, 2003, that the Red Sox would have won 4 playoff games and 2 World Series games in a row, and the George W. Bush's administration would have presided over losing 350 tons of highly explosive material in Iraq, which one would you have believed? Me neither. The Red Sox? No way. Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? Thank God there's some people out there with a sense of humor. I appreciate the sense of humor. I really do. I've always wished I could have a sense of humor. Mine is kind of like, atrophied. We have a full program for you this evening. Hope you're going to stick around. Rehnquist in the hospital for thyroid surgery, which is a topic near and dear to my trachea. Yeah, I've been through that. Not cancer, but it was. I had about 80. What did I have, Kathy? About 80% of my thyroid taken out. That was great fun. The big dog, fresh from the hospital, stumping for Kerry, making so much sense. I almost forgot what it's like to have an intelligent, articulate president. Oh my God! Here, I don't know. I learned a long time ago, a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich, and I had some real problems. A lot of stuff that Bill Clinton did during his 8 years. But I'll tell you what, hearing him on the TV today, hearing that Bill Clinton voice, little rough around the edges, 7 weeks out from triple bypass. But I'll tell you what, hearing that voice was like, oh, God, I remember. It must be like our parents when they would hear Roosevelt talk. You think? Anyway, we have some sound for you from Clinton. And then the two big stories out of Iraq, where everything is going along swimmingly. The massacre of, 49 unarmed Iraqi, were they police or were they soldiers? They were in for training. And they were sent home, unarmed, on buses, and stopped along the way, taken 12 at a time to the side of the road, executed in the backs of their heads. And everything's going just fine. We're making great progress in Iraq, right? And then the missing 380 tons of explosives. Can you believe this? Can you believe it? Bush lies about WMDs in Iraq. And then when they find the only real weapons, they don't secure them. They just let them go into... And this guy wants to be reelected. Yeah. Bush is going to be the death of all of us. You understand that, don't you? Okay. And Kissinger, even Henry Kissinger, the mass murderer and war criminal, was resurrected and taken to Wolf Blitzer's program on CNN, the former U-boat commander, Wolf Blitzer, who now has a TV show. And interesting what Wolf and Dr. Kissinger had to say. We'll play it for you a little bit later in the show, okay? So there he was, the big dog, campaigning for John Kerry today, 7 weeks after undergoing heart surgery, telling a crowd of thousands that Bush and the Republicans are trying to, in the big dog's words, scare the undecided voters away from Kerry. Clinton, as could be imagined, got a lot of good response from the crowd. He said, "If this isn't good for my heart, I can't do Clinton. If this isn't good for my heart, I don't know what is." And he said, "From time to time, I've been called the comeback kid. In 8 days, John Kerry is going to make America the comeback country." Listen here, just for a second. I don't know. Does this give you nostalgia the way it does me? Wistful memories, deja vu. As the last duly elected president talks about Bush's horrendous economic policy. Don't you wish we could have another Clinton term? They want to change the Constitution so Schwarzenegger can be president. Before we do that, shouldn't we change it so we can get Clinton back?
On the economy, we have just lived through 4 years of the first job losses in 70 years. Record bankruptcies, middle-class incomes declining, and poverty going up. In Pennsylvania alone, you've lost 70,000 jobs as compared with the 219,000 you gained by this time when that last fellow was president, me.
Yeah, God, you just got to love him. I swear to God. Now, on Kerry's domestic plan for America, remember, Bush has no plan, nothing, to provide affordable health care. Oh, that's right, update the filing systems. He has no plan to create jobs. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Outsource as much as you can and then create service jobs back here for the fast food joints. He has no plan to pay off the national debt. Well, it's not supposed to be paid off. We want to get very, very, very deep in debt so that the rest of the world decides that the dollar's no good anymore and starts using euros, and then this country can become the crazed, warmongering nation of starved, hollow-eyed individuals that the neocons want. Kerry, Bush has no plan to fund educational programs because a smart person would never have anything to do with the Republican Party. And, of course, Bush has nothing on the table to improve the environment. Improve the environment? He wants to destroy the environment. Did you see this new ruling over the weekend? They're trying to set it up now where America's wildernesses, or wilderness, what's the plural of wilderness, Kathy? I guess it is wildernesses, are to be, according to the Bush plan, to be exploited, roads built, timber companies allowed in, mining companies, oil companies. Yeah, what the hell? You know, Jesus is coming back anyway pretty quick, so what difference does it make about having a place to take the family for a vacation? Doesn't matter. We can go on and on here. But the only Plan W is for ongoing death and destruction because he's a giggling killer. George W. Bush is a giggling, religious, fanatic killer. So his plan for ongoing death and destruction that's costing American lives and other people's lives, American taxpayers, billions of dollars, yeah, he's got a plan for that. Now, listen up, Bush supporters, you lurkers. What is it about this plan that sounds so terrible to you?
He wants to invest in education and health care and homeland security.
Kerry does.
He wants to give us a new jobs policy by creating a clean energy future independent of foreign oil, funded by Americans working in high-wage, high-technology jobs.
Oh, that's
He's got a health care plan that will save the average health insurance policyholder $1,000 over the next couple of years. Add over 90% of our people to health care coverage to cover all of our kids and cut the cost of prescription drugs. Their plan is more power and money to the drug companies, the health insurance companies, and the HMOs. We tried it their way. It's high cost and low coverage. Let's have lower cost and higher coverage with John Kerry's plan for America.
No, we don't want any of that. What the hell are you talking about, big dog? Insurance? Health insurance? For everybody? For America's kids? For America's working people? For America's old folks? Nah, we don't want that. We don't want that because that leads to more lawsuits. There's lawsuits and filing cabinet problems. And what my opponent, John Kerry, wants is to federalize everything and to make it all bad. And we're not going to do that. Can I go kill somebody now? More Clinton here in a minute. God, doesn't it affect you hearing Clinton? We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Like the plum that's stacked, and Rumsfeld wants his fanny smack. Hands into Cheney, he gets quite a thrill, and when you pop his cork, you shout, Oilsmith!
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions. We've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
Tuesday on Unfiltered. Do you know about the plight of injured part-time military personnel in Iraq? Ask a vet. Have you heard it from someone who's actually been there? Ask a vet. Do you know what women want in this election? Ask a lady. Marie Wilson from the White House Project is here. Blog and listen at unfilteredradio.com. Vigilance.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Boom, boom, boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk.
Yeah, 22 past the hour. The big dog is back on the trail for John Kerry. Now, here he is again on the lie that Bush has a better plan to protect America than does Kerry. This on a day when we discover that the Bush crime family let tons and tons and tons and tons of dangerous explosives slip from their fingers in Iraq into the hands of, well, who knows? Nobody knows. The Bush crime family can't tell you where they are. And Bush claims to be better able to protect America, and he... Oh, but I digress. Back to the big dog.
And on security, where they have claimed to have the edge, President Kerry will give us a larger army, get more help and better management in Iraq, put more emphasis on homeland security, where they're opposed, doubling the inspections of containers at our ports and airports, put more emphasis on getting weapons of mass destruction, and more emphasis on Al-Qaeda, where there are still six times as many American troops in Iraq as there are in Afghanistan. I think John Kerry's got a good plan for America.
Yeah, he does, Mr. Clinton. Now, in summary here, Clinton explains the difference between Bush's philosophy of governance and that of sane people like Clinton and Kerry. Listen as he perfectly describes the way the Bush crime family tries to use fear to manipulate the American people. And again, do you Bush supporters, you Republicans who lurk around the program, do you enjoy being used and manipulated by your president?
The other side, they're trying to scare the undecided voters about Senator Kerry. And they're trying to scare the decided voters away from the polls. We know about that, don't we? It works so well in Florida, they seem to be trying it elsewhere. In the closing days of this campaign, John Kerry has gone on being John Kerry, talking about his hopes for America, his plans for America, his commitment to our security and our prosperity. Now, one of Clinton's laws of politics is this. If one candidate's trying to scare you, and the other one's trying to get you to think, if one candidate's appealing to your fears, and the other one's appealing to your hopes, you better vote for the person that wants you to think and hope. That's the best.
Yeah, that's right. You know, maybe Republicans like to live in fear and without hope until Jesus comes back because they're so used to being told how to think and they can't do it on their own anymore. I don't know. Now, switch from that very quickly. Think about what the big dog just said about candidates who scare versus those who inspire independent thought and hope as you listen to the moron imply that a Kerry presidency would be a nightmare world of danger.
Our country needs to look ahead. In 20 years from now, if the Middle East is dominated by dictators and mullahs who build weapons of mass destruction and harbor terrorists,
ooh,
our children and grandchildren will live in a nightmare world of danger.
Ooh.
That doesn't have to happen.
That doesn't have to happen. The mullahs, especially those mullahs, you know, those mullahs will really play hell with you, those mullahs. They'll take their nuclear stuff out of their mullah pockets and they'll come and get you. The booger man is coming. The mullahs. Kerry got cheers when he said that he had asked Clinton if there's anything you have in common with George W. Bush, what is it? Clinton thought for a moment and he said, well, in 8 days and 12 hours, we'll both be former presidents. I can't do Clinton. Yeah. It's just incredible to hear his voice. Now, moving from the sublime to the insane, Clinton, to Iraq and Bush policy. The puppet government in Iraq has warned both the United States and the rest of the world, actually, that nearly 380 tons of powerful conventional explosives, the kind used to demolish buildings, the kind used to make missile warheads, the kind used to detonate nuclear weapons, 380 tons of these explosives are missing from from one of Iraq's most sensitive former military installations. Missing! How does 380 tons of powerful explosives go missing? They don't. They are removed systematically and with help. Trucks, tankers, all kinds of things. They don't go missing. It's not like when you lose your watch or your car keys. They go missing. 380 tons of explosives don't go missing. Trust me. We're going to talk about it a little bit more when we come back. Missing the Iraqi puppet government warns the U.S. and the international community that 380 tons of explosives are missing.
The new millennium, an unapplied election, got us started on the wrong road to 9/11. And since that day, by our own leaders, we have been driven to the edge of Armageddon. Bill Clinton told lies, Bush lies, and people die.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book, now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Hey, Democrats, nothing is more important than beating Bush, right? Right. Well, now is the time to do the most important job, get voters to the polls on Election Day. Go to beatingbush.com today to ensure victory for John Kerry. Don't let another Florida recount happen again there or in any other state. Your contribution at beatingbush.com will help provide the troops John Kerry needs to win on November 2nd so America can win in the next 4 years.
Beatingbush.com and this ad is paid for and authorized by the Association of State Democratic Chairs Dollars for Democrats and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our campaign page. You'll find full transcripts and audio of each presidential and vice presidential debate.
I know that.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Before the hour. 300. How do 380 tons of conventional explosives slip through the hands of the military? Our military that was in charge. This is what we were supposed to do, right? To secure sites like this. Isn't this what Rumsfeld's military was supposed to do? How could our generals in the field be this half-witted? How can people like Abizaid or Sanchez or whoever's in charge, how can they be this moronic? It makes you wonder, it makes me wonder, if they were ordered to stand down the way the United States military was ordered to stand down on September 11, 2001. I mean, how do 380 tons of, oh, God. Now, did they know about this? Well, yeah, this place was cited as one of the places where Saddam Hussein was building nuclear weapons. It's a huge facility. It's called, how do you pronounce this? Al-Qaqa. Al-Qaqa. I'll just pronounce it. It's Q-A-Q-A-A. Al-Qaqa. How's that? Al-Qaqa was supposed to be under American military control. And as recently as yesterday, the looters were still walking through the place. A reporter for Reuters went, oh, look, there's looters. UN weapons inspectors had monitored these explosives for years. But the White House now and Pentagon officials say, well, they vanished sometime after we went in there last year. No. They don't vanish. A magician makes things vanish. Right? This is 380 tons of powerful conventional explosives that are going to be used to kill Americans, either American soldiers or American civilians, either here or in Europe or in Iraq or Afghanistan or Detroit or Chicago or Atlanta or New York City. That's where they're going to be used. Who is responsible for them? Who is responsible? The Bush crime family. But the Bush crime family never takes responsibility for anything. The nest of criminals in the Bush White House and Bush's national security jerk, Condoleezza Rice, well, everybody was informed within the past month that the explosives were missing. The past month? And I like this. In the Times, in the Times Sunday, was it Sunday? The next sentence, it is unclear whether President Bush was informed. You're right. What? You know, of course. American officials have never publicly announced the disappearance of 380 tons of powerful conventional explosives, but beginning last week, they answered questions about it posed by the New York Times and CBS's 60 Minutes. Oh, CBS again, huh? Oh, those bastards. Oh, yeah, okay. Now, American weapons experts and weapons experts from, oh, I don't know, everywhere. Zambia, Korea, Japan, England, France. Weapons experts say the explosives could be used in major bombing attacks against us. Two of the explosives, HMX and RDX, could produce bombs strong enough to shatter airplanes or tear apart buildings. This is the Bush crime family, and these incompetents want another 4 years. Yeah, they want another 4 years. Now, here's the thing. The Kaka facility was well known to American intelligence officials. Why? Because Saddam had made conventional warheads at the site, and the International Atomic Energy Agency dismantled parts of his nuclear program there at the Kaka facility in the early 90s. Right after the first war with Iraq. And in the lead-up to our attack in 2003, too stupid to be president, cited a number of other dual-use items, including tubes supposedly at this facility that could be used for nuclear weapons, as a justification for invading Iraq. Now, when the invasion occurred and the looting occurred, remember what Rumsfeld said? Well, stuff happens. You know, freedom's messy. Well, you know, that's the way it goes. That's when the looting of this weapons facility began. In an interview with the New York Times and with 60 Minutes in Baghdad, the minister, the puppet minister of science and technology in Iraq, Rashad Omar, confirmed that everything's missing. Dr. Omar said, yes, they are missing. We don't know what happened. The International Atomic Energy Agency also does not know what happened. But the IAEA is also reporting that machine tools that can be used for either nuclear or non-nuclear purposes also have been looted. Oh, goody, goody, goody. We couldn't put 50 Marines around this thing, could we? No, we couldn't do that. We couldn't do that. Freedom is messy. This puppet minister of science and technology, Dr. Omar, said that after the American-led invasion, the sites containing these weapons were under the control of the Coalition Provisional Authority. That's us. That's us. Dr. Omar said, quote, after the collapse of the regime, Saddam regime, our liberation, everything was under the coalition forces, under their control, so probably they can answer this question, what happened to the materials? But in the Bush crime family, nobody knows what happened. But they will turn up again. They will turn up again when they blow the legs and arms off of Americans. They will turn up again when an American airliner is blown out of the sky because we don't have security at our airports. They'll turn up again inside a shipping container in San Diego or San Francisco or New York or New Jersey or Florida as it's offloaded and then blows sky high. That's when these weapons will turn up again. Thanks, Bush. Thanks a lot. Kerry, on the missing 38,000 tons of explosives that the Security Administration allowed to disappear into terrorist country in Iraq. He explained to me again how Bush makes America safer. He makes up lies about weapons in Iraq, then lets real weapons fall into the hands of terrorists. Oh, God, pass the duct tape.
Now we know that our country and our troops are less safe because this president failed to do the basics. This is one of the great blunders of Iraq, and one of the great blunders of this administration, and the incredible incompetence of this president and this administration has put our troops at risk and put this country at greater risk than we ought to be.
And there's no way to argue with that. There's no way to argue with that. Over and over again, this incident with the 38,000 or 300,000 or 380 tons, whatever the hell it is, 380 tons of these powerful explosives that's gone missing. This is just one example, isn't it? It never stops with these people. Can you tell me a success? Just one. I invite any right-winger, any Republican, any Bush supporter to call this program and tell me one thing, one single thing, domestic policy, environmental policy, tax policy, anything, Iraq policy, Afghanistan policy, anything that this administration that has done that benefits the greatest number of Americans and or is beneficial to the greatest or makes the world or makes Americans or does anything. You can't do it, can you? Now, interestingly, on Wolf Blitzer's report today, they dig up the war criminal and a mass murderer in his own right, Henry Kissinger, who dares not step inside, about 30 different countries now because there are warrants for his arrest all over the place. So there's Kissinger and Blitzer. Eh? Blitzer wants to know about this thing. Blitzer begins very strongly. He says, how is it possible that in the aftermath of the major combat, the U.S. didn't secure that facility with, what, 380 tons of conventional explosives and simply let it apparently get in the hands of terrorists or insurgents or bad guys? 1 pound of some of these explosives can bring down Pan Am 103. 1 pound! And there are tons, Mr. Secretary, 380 tons, thousands and thousands of pounds of this. This sounds like a catastrophic disaster in the making.
Well, no, but Wolf, you know as well as I do that at the end of the war, decisions like this had to be made by the local commander. He had to decide where to deploy his troops. It isn't that the White House moves around the individual units, and one certainly has to look into the question of why the decision was made to guard this place less or to move troops there slowly.
That's a fair point.
That's a fair point. Gee, Wolf, you're really tough. You're so tough.
That's what bombs are then for, so you can throw stuff up. Let's blow something up. When all else fails, let's blow something up.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
Yes, sir, Al. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Dear citizens, I teach conflict resolution. Robert Lane, Yale Professor Emeritus of Political Science, says he has always been impressed by my skill and wisdom in interpersonal relations. Here's my message. We must vote to gamble less and not more with global catastrophe. As Bush roundly denies his mistakes, his lies invalidate his leadership, and as character for peace is betrayed by his stubbornness, courageous soldiers are trapped and sacrificed in inadequately conceived efforts to address the roots of terrorism. As a counselor, I encounter outrageous deception, handicapped insights, self-serving willfulness, arrogance, and misguided perceptions. And now I see those attributes linked like a chain to the unprincipled leadership of our nation. Vote for change. Refuse to be indifferent to a disaster. This is Gola Wolf Richards at Motto Citizens, MOTTOCitizens.com.
I'm Frank Barbaro, and I'm running for Congress. My opponent, Vito Fisella, has voted with President Bush 98% of the time. From the war to the tax cut, Vito has acted as Bush's rubber stamp. The GOP controls Congress by only 11 seats. The 13th Congressional District is a battleground in our own backyard, Staten Island, Bay Ridge, and Bensonhurst. We can take back Congress. The polls show we're in a dead heat. We've run a campaign rooted in social and economic justice. Unlike Vito, I do not take money from Enron or other corporate interests. I need your help. We need to raise another $100,000 in the next week. Please help today. Go to www.barbaro4congress.com. That's www.barbaro4congress.com. Or call 718-442-4448. That's 718-442-4448. Together, we can take back America. Thank you.
Paid for by the Friends of Frank Barbaro.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Iraqi regime is a threat of unique urgency. It has developed weapons of mass death.
Yeah, those weapons of mass death. They're all heading this way now, huh, stupid? You know, Molly Ivins the other day was writing about the really ugly parts of this administration. Not the big glaring stuff. You know, the old saying, cancer will kill you, but crabs will drive you crazy, right? The crabs is what Molly's talking about, like what she calls the je ne sais quoi of it all. You know, just that thing that the Bush crime family does deliberately, like choosing Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday to announce that the Bush crime family would oppose affirmative action in the University of Michigan case, calling it divisive and unfair and unconstitutional. They pick King's Holiday. Now, of course, Bush, who got into Andover and Yale and Delta Kappa Epsilon and Harvard Business and 3 failed oil companies rescued by daddy's friends, set up by daddy's friends in baseball, and given a huge cut for his tiny investment, Mr. Bush never experienced affirmative action in his life, did he? Huh? Made it all on his own, right? Black folk can do it too, right? What do y'all need affirmative action for? Be like me. Be like me. I'm a giggling killer. In February 2001, the day a major earthquake hit the Northwest, Bush killed a federal program designed to help communities deal with the effects of Earthquakes. Remember when he went to visit the rescued miners? Remember that photo op at Q Creek, PA? Great photo op. Except the year before, Bush had cut the mine safety budget, halted regulatory improvements, and reduced enforcement of safety standards. So people die. Excuse me. People die. The Department of Labor stopped work on more than a dozen mine safety regulations from the Clinton years. But hey, Bush was really glad those nine guys made it out alive, you know, so I could go appear with them and be on the television. Remember the time he visited, it was in Portland, Oregon, he visited a youth opportunity center? God, I remember talking about this, Kathy. He hailed it as a model. He praised its staff. Yeah, this is a month later, he cut it out of the budget. One of the favorites, in his big address of 2002, Bush said, "A good job shall lead security and retirement. I ask Congress to enact new safeguards for 401ks and pension plans." Yeah. Well, the plan that he's talking about now allows companies to switch from traditional fixed benefit plans to what's called cash balance plans. That's why so many retired auto workers and steel workers and miners are being screwed. They're in their 60s right now. All of a sudden, the retirement they thought was going to come, it's not there anymore because of Bush. His plan allows corporations to save $1 million a year. Older workers lose up to 50% of their pension. The Bush rules not only permit the conversions from the fixed, what do they call it, the fixed benefit plan to this cash balance plan, not only, but it also gives the cash balance plan a tax advantage and protection from age discrimination lawsuits. Perfect Bush plan. Corporations get to cheat workers and get a tax break, and nobody can sue. One of my favorites. Right after September 11, 2001, Bush went to Ground Zero, threw his arm around a firefighter, and assured him and other rescue workers, he was with them, remember that? Molly Ivins calls it the photo op scene round the world. Endlessly memorialized at the Republican convention, except in August of 2002, Bush pocket vetoed $150 million in emergency grants for first responders. New York firefighters never got their money. Never. But Bush got his filthy, hypocritical photo op. How about those hilarious promises, like $15 billion for AIDS in Africa? Isn't that a knee slapper? How about the judicial nomination, so bad even the spineless Democrats finally had to filibuster? And all the precious photo ops with the little kiddies of color just before he squashed some program designed to help them. And remember right before the attack on Iraq when he threatened the country of Turkey, our oldest democratic ally in the Middle East? Yeah, older than Israel. He threatened Turkey with a military coup. If they didn't help us bring democracy to Iraq. It's mind-boggling. It's astonishing. And yet, all those people out there who are just ready to vote for four more years of Bush because, you know, he believes in Jesus, and we all know that with enough death, enough destruction, enough corpses piled high enough, according to these people, Jesus will be pleased and Jesus will return and kill all the Jews, or the Muslims, or something. I don't know. All right, quick break. When we come back, your phone calls, and plus, if you, we might talk about what I said we would talk about, the former Bob Dole advisor who says the 2001 thing was authorized and planned by Bush? Huh? This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio. Here's a serious question. Are Bush voters ignorant? I know it's not PC to call half of the electorate stupid, but according to a new poll released by the University of Maryland, 72% of Bush supporters still believe that before the war, Iraq had actual weapons of mass destruction or a major WMD program, even though the Dofer report has concluded that Iraq had neither. Two-thirds of Bush supporters also said, once again wrongly, that there is clear evidence Iraq provided substantial support to Al-Qaeda. The CIA and the 9/11 Commission said that was not so. According to this poll, these misinformed Bush backers say the Bush administration has confirmed their views. So Bush is either leading the misinformed or misleading those who follow him. Then again, perhaps he is talented enough to do both at the same time. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Gore worried about Florida. Former Vice President Al Gore in Florida today, reminding voters of the bitter loss 4 years ago and saying this year's election feels a lot like that one. Gore is telling voters how important it is to get to the polls this time around. He spoke at a polling site already open for early voting in Florida. Gore telling voters they need to turn anger over the 2000 election into a determination to elect John Kerry this time. Gore also says he still strongly disagrees with the Supreme Court decision that ended the recount fight. Meanwhile, a judge in Florida today ruled the state's touchscreen voting machines do not have to produce a paper record for use in case of a recount this time. Democratic Congressman Robert Wexler had filed the lawsuit trying to force a paper trail or a switch to paper ballots in 15 Florida counties. In Ohio today, Republicans withdrew thousands of challenges to new voter registrations because of errors in their filings, apparently caused by a computer glitch in filing the challenges. Republican mail sent to the newly registered voters was returned as undeliverable. Former President Bill Clinton, visibly thinner, but he still knows how to work a crowd. Clinton campaigned with John Kerry in Philadelphia today. Just 7 weeks after heart surgery, Clinton told supporters to vote for hope, not fear. The former president said voters face a clear choice next week, and he drew contrast between the job losses of the past 4 years and the job gains during his own administration. Clinton said President Bush is running huge deficits and asking America's children to pay for it later on. Clinton saying today, John Kerry wants to see America share responsibilities and opportunities with the rest of the world and has to act on its own only when it has to. He said Bush wants to cooperate with others only when he has to. In Iraq, bombs hit 4 coalition and Iraqi military convoys today, a provisional government office, killing at least 8 people, including an American soldier and an Estonian trooper in the Baghdad area. A day after the bodies of nearly 50 Iraqi military recruits were found massacred, the bombings occurred as a UN agency confirmed several hundred tons of explosives missing from a former Iraqi military depot in an insurgent hotspot south of Baghdad. That revelation raising concerns that the explosives fell into the hands of terrorists. The U.S. Supreme Court justice battling thyroid cancer but plans to keep working while he gets the treatment. Chief Justice William Rehnquist had a tracheotomy and expects to be back at work next week. The illness, though, putting the spotlight on the aging court a week before the election. Though he has long defied such rumors, Rehnquist's possible retirement is being discussed. especially since he turned 80 earlier this month and now has cancer. Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. We've got Esther Caplan, the author of With God on Their Side, about Bush letting God write U.S. policy. Plus, we'll get the other side of the issue from God. Just kidding. I mean, we don't have God. He just speaks through me. But I still need to hit the liberal confessional on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6.5 minutes past the hour. When I saw the story in the Times over the weekend, I just couldn't handle it. You know, the 380 tons of powerful conventional explosives gone, and the Coalition Provisional Authority. That's us. We were supposed to secure sites like that. Who is running the United States military? Are our field commanders that incompetent? These guys who strut around in their desert fatigues and come onto the set, especially constructed to give them an air of authority, to give their press briefings. Are they this incompetent that they allow Abu Ghraib to happen or order it to happen, that they allow tons and tons and tons of weapons to disappear, or they order it to disappear? How did we get to this point? How do we get to this point? That apparently we have a military whose leadership is so lacking in just plain common sense. I mean, I've never been in combat, but I've read and I've seen the movies, and I think the first thing you do after you take over another country is you secure stuff, you know? You have a list going in. This stuff needs to be secured. Well, the electric grid needs to be secured. The power sources need to be secured. The weapons depots need to be secured. The ammunition depots need to be secured. The government ministries and the important documents need to be secured. And if you're dealing with a country as old as Iraq, then the antiquities need to be secured. And I'm just a dumbass talk show host, and I know that stuff. And this guy wants 4 more years. With this civilian leadership, I mean, what is it? Event after event. And then I love the part the Times article said, you know, nobody knows whether or not Bush was informed. No, nobody knows if Bush was told 380 tons of highly explosive weaponry has disappeared. Probably secured, probably stolen by Kellogg Brown and Root, by Cheney's Halliburton Company, and they are going to resell it on the black market. Not eBay, they won't put it on eBay, but they will resell it. These people, they love death. They bring death and destruction. Would it surprise you to find out, which we probably will at some point when the history, well, you and I won't be alive when the history of this corrupt criminal regime is finally written, our corrupt criminal regime, when it's finally written, you and I will be, I don't know, just our grandkids' memories, I guess, or great-grandkids' memories. We won't be around because the Bush crime family has set up a system of laws and restrictions guaranteeing that the truth of this will never come out. You think we're still talking nonsense over the Kennedy assassination all these years later? 41 years later, and we're still like, oh, well, yeah, it was Lee Harvey Oswald and a magic bullet. We're still talking about that. 41 years ago. Was it 41 years ago? Yeah, 41? Yeah. Do you know how long it's going to take for this to come out? A century? Ever? It's shameful, and they want 4 more years. If they get 4 more years, then the system of government that we were taught about in school and that kind of sort of existed until these thugs took power is over. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Now, the Republicans, the ones who are going to vote for the Bush crime family, they don't care. They can't stand the chaos of independent thought, of discussion, of nuances. That's a French word, isn't it? They can't stand that. They can't stand the idea of even competing religions. You know, all these different religions demanding your soul. You know, believe our way or you're going to burn in hell forever. But no, believe our way. No, believe our way. No, it's our way. No, over here, our way. No, our way is better. They can't even stand that. Kill them all, just like Ann Coulter said. Invade their countries, kill them all, unless they convert to Christianity. Of course, she meant Israel, too. You know, that's what they all mean. You know, kill the Jews, kill the Muslims, kill the Catholics. Kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them. This is a bloodlust administration. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen it. This is like a bad horror film, isn't it? And they want 4 more years. 4 more years to complete the cycle of destruction. Man. Unbelievable stuff. So Manor Monkey says things are great in Iraq. He's making America more secure because freedom's on the march. Freedom's on the move! Freedom's on the move! Freedom's on the move! Hey, hey, freedom's on the move! Yeah, 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 we're going to have elections in Iraq after the first of the year. Yeah, yeah. Tons of explosives missing. 50 Iraqi troops or police that we've trained are executed systematically over the weekend. taken off their three minibuses, laid down on the ground, and shot in the head, 12 at a time. Okay, next 12, out here. All right, lay down, no talking. You've seen those old films on the Hitler Channel of people being executed? You know, what is it, the History Channel, the Hitler Channel? You know, people lined up and shot. That's what happened in here. That's what, you know, 49 of them. Freedom's on the march. Freedom's on the march. We're making elections. I saw it on the internet. Freedom's on the march. Freedom's on the march. Hello, Ray. Yay, yay. Doogie, 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 doo. Doo, doo. Let me play my Game Boy. Boom, boom, boom. Gonna go to the ranch this weekend and cut some brush. Beepy, dooby, doo. What? What? People are dying? Oh, I know, I know, I know. I know people are dying. I love it when people die. Unless they're fetuses. Janthi is calling from New Jersey. Janthi, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure listening to you.
I'm what? I make you funny? You said I make you laugh? You think I'm funny?
We take our minds off.
You think this is funny?
We have to face this.
What? I'm your clown. What? I do tricks for you? No, I'm just kidding, Janthi. I'm glad you get a chuckle out of it, because if you're not chuckling, you'd be crying.
Boy, this is hysterical laughter that you're hearing.
I hear you. I hear you, Janthi.
This man, in the debate, he told a veteran like Kerry, you know, a presidential-looking man, the veteran, he told him, you can run and you cannot hide.
Yeah,
but you cannot. How dare he say that? And now I hear today in today's news, Terry Moran said he's letting his handlers or his ringmasters, whatever, they are going to answer questions about the missing ammunition.
Oh.
He's not going to come and answer questions about it. So who's running and hiding?
Yeah. Well, yes, of course, Bush always runs and hides until somebody bails him out. On the other hand, Bush wouldn't know what the question was about. If a reporter said to him, what about these 380 tons of missing powerful conventional explosives? What about that, Mr. President? He would stand there and he wouldn't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
He would have no idea.
Saddam took better care of them.
Yeah,
you know, Saddam took better care of his ammunition than these people did.
He certainly did. He certainly did.
And the 50 Iraqi troops who got killed?
Oh my God.
Even if they didn't care for those people's lives, the least they could think of was they even invested in them. They even invested in them.
That's right.
They don't care about... I'm sure they don't care about losing Iraqi lives.
Oh, no, no.
Why weren't these people armed? Why weren't the Iraqi troops armed? The 50 people who lost their
lives?
That's
the part I don't understand. If, you know, the insurgents or patriots, whatever you want to call them, in Iraq, who are killing wantonly and indiscriminately because invaders are in their country, they've made it clear they will kill Iraqi civilians who go train to be police or train to be an instrument of American imperialism. So knowing that, it begs the question, why are these people traveling after being disarmed? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
None. Janthi, I have to leave it there. Thank you for checking in. You have a nice evening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
With the bloodthirsty posse right behind, he's going off to start a war. Do the Baghdad boogie, gonna kick ass. Do the Baghdad boogie, taking no sass. Do the Baghdad boogie, letting off steam. Changing regime. How do you cure the economy blues? You do the Baghdad boogie on the 6 o'clock news.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826. Or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
Attention, single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Past the hour. By the way, program note, Mark Crispin Miller, whom most of you are familiar with, will be on the program Wednesday to talk about some of his projects, including his new book, Cruel and Unusual. Bush Cheney's New World Order, order, also his documentary, A Patriot Act, and the upcoming election, so stick around. His previous book, The Bush Dyslexicon, I'm sure a lot of people listen to this program, listen to this network, are familiar with that. It should be on your favorite reading list, so don't miss the program. That's Wednesday night. Mark Crispin Miller will join us. In New Mexico, a couple of counties there, Bernalillo and Sandoval counties, problem with early voters. The machines are marking incorrect choices. According to the Albuquerque Journal, is that what this is from? I think it is. When folks have tried to vote for a particular candidate, the touchscreen system has said they voted for somebody else. They cite one voter who went to the Valle del Norte Community Center in Albuquerque planning to vote for Kerry. The woman said, "I pushed his name. A green check mark appeared before Bush's name." She erased the vote by touching the check mark at Bush's name. That's how you're supposed to do it. She tried again to vote for Kerry. The screen again said she voted for Bush. The third time, the screen agreed that her vote should go to Kerry. Michael Cadigan, who's the president of the Albuquerque City Council, had a similar experience when he voted at City Hall. He said, "I cast my vote for president, I voted for Kerry, and a check mark for Bush appeared." He reported the problem immediately and was shown how to alter the ballot. Now, the Republicans are going to try to steal this, and in a close election, they will probably appear to have gotten away with the theft. And then the question will be what you and I will do about it. In Florida today, a federal judge says that Florida does not need to create a paper record for touchscreen voting machines in case recounts are needed. This is a result of a suit that Robert Wexler, representative there, a Democrat, had sought. In the suit, he saw either a paper record for manual recounts or an order switching voters in 15 counties from touchscreens to optically scanned paper ballots. The judge found there was no constitutional violation in a touchscreen recount issued by the state back in October 15th when they had a follow-up on a different election. That rule replaced one thrown out in August by a state judge. So the attempt to leave a paper trail is going down in jurisdiction after jurisdiction. Now you understand why 20 years ago it became so important to the flying monkey right in this country to take over our judiciary. From the Supreme Court through the entire federal court system, appellate courts, district courts, stacked with Reaganite or Bush 1 right-wing neo-Nazis. Now you understand why it was so important back then. Now think of this monstrous regime in power in the United States. Think of George W. Bush appointing as many as 4 Supreme Court justices. Think about it. And he's already said that his type of judge is Scalia and Thomas, Uncle Clarence and Fat Tony. That's what he wants. 2 people who are determined to dismantle the United States Constitution and flush it down the nearest urinal. That's what they're about. The question is not whether the Bush crime family is going to try to steal this election or not. That's not the issue. It is already clear that that's what they're trying to do. With the phony voter registration, the boogered voting machines, the court edicts that say, no paper trail. It's not a question of if. It's a question of how successful they're going to be. It would take an overwhelming vote in favor of Kerry. I don't know that it's going to be an overwhelming vote in favor of Kerry. If it's close, then the Republicans will steal the election. The problem is, we'll never know if it's close. How are we to know? With no record of the theft, no fingerprints, no broken window, no footsteps across the carpet, nothing. How are we going to know? With the suppression of voters, how many people are going to show up on Election Day thinking that they registered when they were approached by a right-wing brown shirt who said, "Hi, would you like to register to vote? Are you Democrat or Republican?" "Oh, you're Democrat. Okay, here, fill it in right here. Okay, Social Security. No, okay, that's good. Now sign it. Oh, thank you. Oh, you're registered to vote. Okay, bye-bye." What's going to happen? I know what's going to happen in the Malloy household. I do. Your phone calls when we come back. This is Air America Radio. They say, just say no. They keep on lying all the time. George W. and Cheney Day couldn't win without a slimy trip to Washington. They had to run.
Planet Check.
Artists like Alanis Morissette, Tracy Chapman, and Cake played. Woody Harrelson, Andy Dick, and Flea spoke at We the Planet Festival. Here's Julia Butterfly Hill to talk about We the Planet.
With the festival, my goal is to model that consciousness is cool. And so we had this fabulous event with very well-known musicians and activists, and we kind of brought all the worlds together.
On every level of production, the festival was earth-friendly.
We did not produce trash as a festival. We were completely off the grid with biodiesel, vegetable oil. Everything that was produced on site was compostable or recyclable.
We the Planet proved that it can be done.
Caring for our world can be fun and cool and creative and still help our world.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions. We've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Maturity Report.
You people are making a huge difference. And ultimately, it's obviously going to be you people who make it possible to get this fiddler's fart out of the White House.
He doesn't give a fiddler's fart!
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
If we spoke like that, Sam, and sounded like that, boy, we'd have listeners out the wazoo.
Right now, we've got listeners out the zoo. But if we spoke like that, they would be out the wazoo.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Must not and will not allow the world's worst leaders to hold the United States and our friends and allies blackmail.
Hold our friends and allies blackmail? Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay, 866-303-2270 is the number. Rich is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Rich, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I can't tell you what an honor it is to speak to you. You're one of the voices of sanity in this world. Thank you for the station.
Well, thanks. That's nice, but thank you for taking the time to listen and for calling in.
Oh, no. Thank you. You know, it's funny. You always mention the murderous nature of the Bush crime family, which, of course, is evident. But, you know, why would anyone expect less of a man who's on record as being a governor who has executed more death row inmates than any other governor in all of American history?
That's true. I've said before, he there's something about Bush. He loves death as long as it's not his.
Exactly, yes. And it's ironic, you know, one of the inmates that he even executed was a converted Christian. And
yeah, Carla Faye Tucker that he mocked. He mocked.
That's right.
When religious leaders, as sick as some of them are, but still religious leaders implored him to spare her life, and he just he mocked her.
Oh, I'm a born again Christian, but I'm still going to die. You know that kind of thing. He's a sick man.
Makes you wonder how these people still can follow him. Do they not know about this, or do they just not care?
It's a cult.
It's really odd. I think that's the only explanation. It's a cult, and of course they do what the leader says to do this week. But,
that's right.
Actually, what I'm calling about is because I'm very surprised you haven't picked up on this. You're very bright. Well, it's obvious where at least some of these weapons, I think, have gone.
Yeah? Where?
There was an attack 2 months ago in Russia.
Well, that's true. That's very true. That's very true. They're
they're being used.
They're being used by. In that case, it would be the Chechen rebels who have been fighting the Soviet Union for, 50 years?
Right. Well, of course, they were proved to have ties to Al-Qaeda, so I think the supply chain would have been there. They could have got their hands on them through whatever supply chain they have. But it kind of concerns me, though, because, you know, they did a report card not long ago about school safety regarding terrorism here in Florida. And Palm Beach County scored, I think, one of the best in the nation as far as county schools go in terrorism preparedness. However, we don't talk about it a whole lot, but the county right below, which is Broward County, is one of the poorest in the country in terms of being prepared for terrorism. And that kind of, when it happened 2 months ago, it really hit home. It really hit home hard, because if something like that was to happen here, wow, I just don't even want to think about it. It's too much. Is this 9/11 weather enough, of course?
Yeah, yeah, it's awful. It's awful what this regime, this Bush regime, has left the American people open to. It's incredible. Rich, thanks for checking in, pal. Hope to hear from you again. All right, take care. You know, with Rehnquist in, I don't know if he's in surgery, out of surgery, ICU, CC, you know, I have no idea. But he had, didn't he have, he had thyroid cancer? Did he have it taken out? Okay. I think most oncologists will tell you that if you get it before it metastasizes, thyroid cancer is probably the easiest to defeat. What?
Unless it's anaplastic.
Yeah, unless it's, well, of course, I was just about to say that. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. But anyway, it's the easiest cancer to defeat unless it's anaplastic. And I know 5-6 years ago when my doctor discovered this lump on my thyroid, they did the needle biopsies and everything. It's pretty scary stuff. And I eventually wound up, it was not cancerous. It was a tumor. What was it, Kathy? Huh?
Only because I did research on this.
What was it?
Hashimoto's thyroiditis had caused you to develop a large nodule.
Nodule, that's the word I was thinking
in
of.
In the isthmus.
Right,
of
right,
your thyroid.
Right. So, I've been there, not cancer, but they weren't sure whether or not it was cancer, and they didn't know until they did the surgery. You can do needle biopsies until hell freezes over, but it's not until you get the tumor out and slice it up and do frozen sections to find out whether or not it's cancer. So, but in the process, one of the over and over, as I went through the succession of doctors, and I had this done at the University of Chicago Medical Center because the guy who wrote the book on this, Kaplan, practices there. He's a surgeon there. But they kept asking me, have you been exposed to radiation? You know, thyroid cancer, obviously. I mean, look at the cases of thyroid cancer as Chernobyl, that happened after Chernobyl, developed kids still being born with thyroid tumors. That was the big fear at 6 Mile or 7 Mile, 3 Mile Island, here in the United States. Thyroid cancer, that's the first thing, you know, and I got asked, and I said, well, I've had lots of dental x-rays. And they said, no, that's not what we meant. So anyway, the reason I bring this up, Rehnquist, this was in the paper about, fears of a terrorist attacks causing a leak from a nuclear power plant. Do you remember the plan to stockpile pills to protect one of the contaminants that spreads the furthest? The Bioterrorism Act of 2002 required a study by scientists of how to store and distribute the potassium iodide. That was a drug that does protect against radioactive iodine, which goes immediately to your thyroid and immediately gives you cancer, right? Health officials say that in the event of a big release of radiation, the pills could prevent the thyroid cancer epidemic that struck Eastern Europe. Not just Russia and Georgia, but Eastern Europe after the Chernobyl disaster. Now, the idea that terrorists want to attack a power plant was pushed over and still pushed by Bush. In the State of the Union address this year, he said American forces had found plans for American power plants. They found all this in Afghanistan for American power plants. Okay, so where are the potassium iodide pills? Huh? Remember all that? Potassium iodide? Yeah. Well, there's a problem. First of all, it's cheap. Potassium iodide only costs about 20 cents for a 24-hour dose. And if you keep it in a dry, a dark place, it will last for years in storage. What? 20 cents a dose? We can't make any money on that. Screw it. A study by the National Academy of Sciences, originally due to be completed in October of 2002, was not finished until late last year, 2003. Bush had 6 months to issue guidance to state and local governments on stockpiling potassium iodide. He has not done so. Now, the writer of the potassium iodide provision in this law passed 2 years ago was, oh my God, a Massachusetts Democrat, Ed Markey.
who's frequently critical of national security, he said he had written the president to ask about the guidance and received no answer. Mr. President, what about the potassium iodide? No answer. He doesn't even answer. Bush won't even implement the laws that Congress has passed to ensure community safety against a terrorist attack on a nuclear power plant. And people want 4 more years of this? According to the Times,
an administration official said on Friday that the Health and Human Services Department had prepared guidelines that were, quote, in the process of final clearance and will be shared with state and local stakeholders for comment in the near future, end quote.
In other words, go screw yourself. The number of people who might someday need potassium iodide is in the tens of millions. You think there's a problem with the flu vaccine? Potassium iodide, 20 cents a dose. Now, the law, written in part by Ed Markey, the Massachusetts Democrat, specifies that this drug, potassium iodide, 20 cents a dose, should be available to people within 20 miles of nuclear plants. Do you know what percentage of the U.S. population lives within 20 miles of nuclear plants? You folks listening on WLIB in New York City? Oh my God. Boston? Philly? Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Toledo, Chicago, Denver, Savannah. It just goes on and on, doesn't it? Potassium iodide, 20 cents, will protect you for 24 hours. The government has a contract to buy these pills with a single supplier, just one, a company called Anbex of New York City. The company's president, according to the Times, Alan Morris, said he had sold 11.5 million potassium iodide pills to the federal government, including 1.2 million in New York State. Mr. Morris says he has no idea what became of the pills. He says they should be stocked, get this, in post offices, because from there they could easily be distributed door-to-door or shipped to other post offices. And what is, now? This is a guy who sells his stuff. He said, "Here's where they should be stored." He said, "It's hard to understand the Bush administration's motive for not taking this relatively easy, relatively inexpensive, highly effective approach. It was the most important thing the Soviets did after Chernobyl: provide people with potassium iodide. What has the Bush crime family done about this? Absolutely nothing."
Step to close, you might catch it. Don't step too close, baby, baby. Oh, yeah.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Air America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy introductory subscription price of just $10 for a full year. Subscribe now and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out and refusing to go to Iraq, how America has hired potential war criminals to do the dirty work in Iraq, and the scandals that may cost House Majority Leader Tom DeLay his job. Go to MotherJones.com. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
Ray, it's your mother again.
Oh, boy. Hi, Mom. This isn't about the presidential election.
No, Raymond. It's about the Bergen County freeholders.
Why do you care about freeholders?
Because I pay property taxes, that's why. Because your father and I scrimped and saved so you and your brother could have everything.
Ma, I've heard this before.
The Bergen County Democrats are doing a great job keeping county taxes down. They cut taxes again this year. They cut the payroll and spending. They got rid of all those silly perks, and they passed tough new ethics reforms, too. The Democratic freeholders are tightening their belts and making county government smaller and smarter. You know, dear, you could use a little belt tightening yourself.
Ma!
Well, you know it's true. In Bergen County, the Reform Democrats are the only team for taxpayers. That's why I'm voting to re-elect freeholder Jim Carroll, Tom Padilla, and Liz Calabrese. And you should, too.
Hey, 4 by Victory 2004.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
I sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. This potassium iodide story, you know how easily it is to forget this kind of stuff, right? I remember when it was talked about, you know, all the scare about, oh my God, they're going to blow up our nuclear power plants. Now with the 380 tons of stolen weapons, it becomes even more probable that such a thing will occur. And the potassium iodide, the drug that protects against radioactive iodine, which goes immediately to your thyroid and immediately starts to mutate all the cells in your thyroid, which causes huge cancers to grow. And if you're not paying attention, they metastasize or they become anaplastic and you're dead. That's all. And the Bush crime family, according to the president of ANBEX, A-N-B-E-X, of New York City, the only supplier of potassium iodide to the federal government. See, we have two companies that do flu vaccine, and look, right? We have one company that does potassium iodide, right? The president of that company said he has already sold almost 12 million potassium iodide pills to the federal government. Have you gotten yours? Have you heard about this? Has the local county public health officials, have they published a notice in your local newspaper? They sure haven't here. But Alan Morris, who runs ANBEX, says, well, the way to do this is to stockpile them in post offices. Well, my God, who'd have thunk it? No, what Bush would rather do is form a new federal agency and bar them from ever unionizing. Got to have that in there. Make them so that they are not subject to lawsuits. Can't have that in there. No litigation, no union, and then turn it over to some clown like Tom Ridge. And the president of ANBEX says, why not just store them in post offices where they could be easily distributed? Oh, God. Oh, and the half-life of potassium iodide is, radioactive iodine is only about 8 days. Now, I don't mean to put the emphasis on the word only. But with potassium iodide, you see, you could conceivably take your medicine every day, and within a month or 2 months or 3 months, depending on where you lived, how close to a nuclear power plant, you might get through. But remember, 20 cents is all it costs for a 24-hour dose, and it stores forever. Who in the hell wants to make that? There's more money in Viagra and Cialis and what's the third one? What's the other one, Kathy? Yeah, I know you don't know. Hell, I don't know either. But they advertise the hell out of them.
For some reason, I'm just not paying attention.
Thousands upon thousands of times a day across the fruited plain, Viagra commercials. How many commercials for potassium iodide? Please. Jason is calling from Indiana. Jason, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
You hear me all right?
I hear you just fine, sir.
Okay. Hey, that load, or the 380 tons would take about 20 truckloads, which is, I guess, would be easy for KBR to handle since they got enough, you know, trucks over there doing all their other work for the military. You know, it's kind of hard
right.
to figure out where that stuff went. You know, people didn't just come in throwing stuff in their pockets and walking out when they're looting the whole city over there.
No, you've got to have a convoy. You've got to have cooperation. You've got to have big trucks in order to get rid of that. Who had the big trucks after we invaded Iraq?
KBR.
Yeah.
Halliburton.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'm a truck driver, and I back and forth between California and New York every other week, and believe me, I'm in push world out here. It's amazing how these guys support this. More on it than office. You know, the high fuel prices and, you know, the way the freight rates are going and all that stuff, it's just amazing. I have people give me the finger on a daily basis. I had a guy actually drive his truck into my truck today.
Why?
Because of three bumper stickers I have on the back of my truck. John Kerry for President, Air America Radio, and Pro-America Anti-Bush.
Oh my God! You're really taking your life in your hand, Jason.
And the best response I get out of these guys is, "Well, I'm a fag because I'm voting for Kerry."
Yeah, you're a fag. Yeah, okay.
You know, that's the best, most intelligent response I can get out of it. And I hate to say it, but I'm working in an industry full of morons out here. Because the only ones that are smart are the ones that are listening to your show and all the other America shows. Everybody else is just these big Rush Limbaugh, you know.
But why? Why? I don't get it, Jason. Independent truckers, you know, fuel prices have got to be killing you guys. A competition from Mexican drivers has got to be killing you guys. And how can they support Bush?
Well, their excuse, my problem is I'm losing, if I go back to the Clinton years with fuel prices, I'm literally losing probably about $3,500 a month and fuel. The Mexican thing hasn't started yet, but it will be because Bush just signed that into law. Their excuse for the high fuel prices is it's not Bush's fault, it's Wall Street's fault.
Yeah, oh, sure, right.
You know, but, you know, hey, if Clinton was in office, everybody would be raising hell about him.
Yeah.
You know, not doing that. And when the fuel prices did get high with Clinton, he did something to knock it down, and they came back down to where they were reasonable.
Yeah, he released some of the national reserves.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And it knocked it right back down. It never got over $2 a gallon. I have yet to pay anywhere going back and forth between New York and California. I have yet to pay under $2 a gallon for fuel.
I hear you.
Spending, each time I fill up, and I have to fill up about three times each way, about $550 each time.
Oh, my God.
Where it used to be able to go cross country for $750, it's now costing me $1,500 to $1,700.
All right, well, Jason, listen, do be careful out there, okay? We got a break. We got a break here. I appreciate you tuning into this program and Air America.
I love the show. Love the show, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Drive safely, and I mean that. All right, quick break, folks. We'll be back. Final hour coming up. Let's get intense the last hour. You want to get intense? This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Molloy.
Malachi McCourt here. My book, Bush Lies and State, is a short, outrageously funny tome, guaranteed for weight loss. You will laugh your arses off. Bush Lies and State, a simply written $10 book that even George Wanker Bush could understand if read to him. Read Bush's strange relationships with turkeys, why Jesus stayed away from Texas, how a dry drunk becomes president, and how Bush gets people killed and still calls himself pro-life. Get Bush Lies and State at your bookstore or airamericaradio.com.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Out of stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. There are more than 350 tons of explosives missing from the remnants of Saddam Hussein's atomic weapons program. The UN's nuclear watchdog group says the explosives disappeared after the invasion last year. The International Atomic Energy Agency claimed that they were looted from governmental installations due to a lack of adequate security. Meanwhile, a U.S. soldier was killed and five others wounded in a roadside bombing Monday in Baghdad. A car bomb blew up near the Australian embassy, killing three Iraqis and wounding three Australians. President Bush and Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry traded barbs once again as they attended rallies in battleground states. Bush accused Kerry of having a misunderstanding of the war on terror. He argued that Kerry would fight a defensive, reactive war. Kerry got a boost from one of the heaviest hitters in the Democratic Party, former President Bill Clinton. In his first campaign event since undergoing heart surgery, Clinton said Kerry has been a consistent fighter for defense, diplomacy, and civil rights. President Bush says he feels good about his chances in next week's election. In an interview with Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, Bush said not to expect a draft anytime soon.
There will be no draft so long as I'm the president. We don't need a draft. The all-volunteer army will work. And one reason it'll work is because we have supported our troops.
Vice President Dick Cheney is continuing to campaign hard in the battleground state of Ohio. Cheney says Kerry wavered under criticism from Democratic rivals during the primary.
He couldn't stand up to the pressures of Howard Dean. How can you expect him to stand up to Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda organization?
Meanwhile, the former president and vice president are in South Florida, stumping for votes in the hopes of putting their party back in the White House. Former Vice President Al Gore spent Monday morning in Coconut Creek. Gore reminded everyone to head to the polls because every vote counts.
Rest assured that there has been a massive